Hey, ya da, yeah. And it was not very ensemble at the number two. Yes. Don't do ta-ka-ta-ta, no. Ta-ka-ta-ta, ta-ka-ta-ta. You see? Accent on the first. Ta-ka-ta-ta, ta-ka-ta-ta. Not notes, one after the other.
Simple man. I don't like complications. The same in music. I like what is natural, to give what the music demands, and I try to do my best. The same in life. And for me, this is civilization. What is unjust is bad. So we have to react, to accept or to refuse, but to act all the time. To live is not enough. We have to take part in what is good and do our best and speak and write. This is the duty of everybody, and more so the privileged people who have won the esteem of the world. Those cannot be satisfied with what they have from their art or from their pen or from anything. But they have to take part in the movement of the world and the ideas of the world. I am so unhappy when I see people who have the duty of pronouncing themselves on injustice, on ugly things, and they stay still and satisfied in their houses. I can't understand that. The participation of good in the world must be general, and everybody has the way of pronouncing himself.
I was born in December 1876 in Vendrell, a village in Catalonia, about 70 kilometers from Barcelona. From the beginning of my life, I lived in music. My father was a real musician, but she didn't have a real musical education. But even so, he played beautifully piano, and his compositions have grace and meaning. I began piano at 4, and violin at 7. My father didn't allow me to touch the organ till my feet would reach the pedals. This moment arrived at 9. Well, I said to my father, I can touch the pedals. Now, let me see. I did. And he said, now you can play. It was a wonderful organ of the time of Bach. 1 year or two after that, for the first time, came to the village 3 good musicians, a pianist, a violinist, and a cellist. I had never seen a cello. Well, the cello was so wonderful to me, the sound was so profound, so human, that I became in love with that instrument. And I said to my father, I want to play this instrument. Now, my father said, oh, well, but this means that you have to go to Barcelona, and you know that we are poor. My father thought that the career of musician was not a good career for living. So he spoke to a friend of his, a carpenter, offering me to be the apprentice of carpentry. Now, to that, my mother opposed. Mother has seen in me the gift of music, and she said, Pablo has to be a musician. Well, my father was not convinced, but he had to accept. My mother, who was a great human being, said, God will help us, and our son will go anywhere to follow his destiny. He must be a musician. So things arranged themselves. We went to Barcelona. I was 11 and a half, and I entered in the class of the man who came to Vendrell and played cello. Well, I made such rapid progress in the instrument that at 12 and a half, 1 year or less, I could play well. So I had been engaged to play in a cafe in a suburb of Barcelona. And we used to play all the light music with a rather good pianist and a French violinist. But once a week, I used to play solo. Those were my first concerts, let us say. I have done everything in music. Everything in music. Well, what a musician must do? A musician must begin as a soldier, as to be able to become a general. And very celebrated trio in Spain came to Barcelona and heard about that boy who played in a cafe. And they went to the cafe. This trio was Albéniz, Arbós, and the very good cellist, Rubio. Now, Albéniz was so moved to hear a child playing the cello. Well, he wanted me to go with him to London, where he lived. My mother refused. He's too young, and he has to continue his studies. But Albéniz gave to my mother a letter to the Count of Murphy, the private secretary of the Queen Maria Cristina, saying that if you go to Madrid, this letter will introduce to that wonderful man, the Count of Murphy, a great musician and a wonderful man. So at 17, I left Barcelona. I went to Madrid. The first thing we did was to visit the Count of Murphy. The Count of Murphy read that letter of Albéniz with great interest, and immediately he wanted to see my compositions. I had already many, and among them, string quartet that I had written when I was about 14 or 15. The day afterwards, I was presented to the Queen, Maria Cristina, and my string quartet was played, and I played the cello also. Next day, the Count of Murphy said that the Queen had allowed me a pension of 250 pesetas a month, which at that time was a big quantity. Well, then I began to study. The Count of Murphy saw immediately that I didn't have a general education sufficient for a man who will become an artist and travel and see important people. So I had to go every day to him at 9, and with the same books that Alfonso XII had used to study about, well, everything that concerns knowledge and life, philosophy, history of music, and so on. Now, another thing, I had to go every week once to the Prado Museum, and I had to write a report every time about one picture. One was a Velázquez, another time was Murillo, and also I had to go once a week to the Parliament as to hear the great orators. The Count of Murphy wanted to retain me in Madrid to help him, because the Count of Murphy was the promoter of the Spanish opera in Spain. My mother thought that I was a cellist and that I had to have a career as a cellist. My first composition was a song. I have written many, and one of them for my wife. Martita, I have had the best years of my life. Free, free, light, lovely. Very well. Now, nothing of the German. Very well. This is German. Try, it's so natural to try. We do that. Well, let's do it with the instrument also. It's such a guide, such a wonderful guide, the voice. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just a little accent on the middle as to have equilibrium, you see, in the whole thing. Otherwise, we're going to do it. No, order. Look. How beautiful it is, that half a tone. Short half a tone. Another half a tone, beautiful. Yes, you hear?
purest Rococo style. More Rococo than Mozart, yes? Cadenza. One must feel a certain logic. Yes? Well, so, you don't do that well. Every time, crescendo, because it's the repetition of the same, and a crescendo, a normal crescendo, and the la vitesse. The accelerando normal. A normal accelerando. You see? Order. Logic. The things comes in the right moment that they have to come. Not a disorderly fantasy. Mm-hmm. Very well, but you are a cellist. Very good. Mm-hmm. One thing that I like. Very well. Very well. That you... The percussion. That's good. Because the percussion puts in vibration the string. And the sound comes easily, naturally. If the string is not put in vibration, it's much more difficult to have the clean sound. Yes, I like that. Yes, this is my invention also, the percussion itself. Fantasy, I like that, huh? But fantasy with order, yes, fantasy with law. Ah, we talk about democracy and the freedom, yeah? Yes, freedom, but with order. Fantasy with order, freedom with order. You can't do anything you like, huh? Yeah, well, now, music is the same. Yes, fantasy, as much as you like, but with order. Now, give some form, all the same. Liberty with order. Yeah. So. Very well. Now, remember, music in general is a succession of rainbows. This one. We begin another longer. Well, nearly all the music is like that. And if one observes only this observation, well, it is already a guide as to have variety and various. Rainbow. All the music is a rainbow.
Music is a divine thing. Music is an inspiration, a state of the soul, and a creation of God, like all nature. What gives me more joy is to try to give to the others what I have received from God. If God has given me a gift, music, what a joy to give it to the young musicians.